2. The Burgess Bestiary. Only in fiction can we expect such fine orchestration of setting and dramatic action. Gothic tales, haunted by demons of their past, have their thunderstorms and crumbling mansions. The existentialist novel, its disorienting cityscapes. The romance, its unattainable balconies laced with jasmine. In ordinary life, the staging is usually less precise. Intricate family tragedies unravel in tidy suburban ranch-style homes, while enchanted romances blossom over cubicle walls. But the 20th century's most revolutionary fossil discovery was more like fiction. The setting was commensurate with the moment. Photographs taken during the summer's expedition show a lean and balding man with pleasant crinkles at the corners of his eyes and a deep thought line slashing down between his brows. He stands precariously on rocky ascents, pick and hoe at hand, gazing far into the distance from a stony peak, at ease among the forbidding slopes and treacherous ridges. Working his way over one ridge and then above the tree line of the next, Charles Doolittle Walcott reached a place where he could see for miles. To the northwest, the crude arrowhead of Mount Wapta jutted skyward. Below lay Emerald Lake, its waters green from the mineral-rich glacial till. To the east and west, snowy peaks stretched to the horizon. See figures 2.1 and 2.2 on the enhanced version of this audiobook. Only the view to the northeast lacked a vista. Here was the homely shale of a barren ridge. Of course, as in any fairy tale, there lay the real prize, a hidden vista measured not in miles, but in ages. Walcott, already the director of the Smithsonian Institution, was about to enter the most significant phase of his professional life. More than this, he was about to make perhaps the most dramatic discovery in the history of paleontology, a rich trove of Middle Cambrian-era fossils, including many previously unknown animal forms, preserved in exquisite detail, suggesting an event of greater suddenness than had been known even in Darwin's time, and detailing a greater diversity of biological form and architecture than had hitherto been imagined. Where did this wealth of biological form come from, and why, again, did it seem to arise so suddenly during the Cambrian period? Walcott was the first to explore the Burgess Shale, and he would be the first to suggest an answer to the questions it raised. The Bestiary.